This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And again, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I think you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. Welcome to the show, Mr. Exceptional and Mrs. Exceptional Americans. Or if you're just a person, a citizen of the United States of America, just no reference, no gender reference. Welcome aboard. I guess you can say it's the Agenda 21 radio train of sorts. Yeah, interesting, my grandfather was a conductor for 48 years or something like that. Something just outrageous. Of course, I went 41 years in the system, but 48 years, oh my God. Being a conductor, you know. Anyway, started out as a brakeman. By the way, look it up, what brakemen used to do on trains. You know, it was the thing where they didn't have hydraulic brakes. I mean, you can see these cars that there are manual ways in which you can stop a train car. I don't know if you know that or not. I mean, a little bit of history here. By the way, you can call in. I did it again. I really talk about trains and falling asleep at the switch. I did fall asleep at the switch. Get this right here. Yeah, I did fall asleep at the switch. You could call into the radio show. We're ready to go. And the telephone number, I fell asleep at the switch. We didn't turn our mechanisms on here. It's Studio 21, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255, 867-8255. I'm going to be talking about all of you right-wing radicals out there and how the narrative is changing now back to we are all evildoers. And by the way, it's kind of interesting that Janet Napolitano, who, remember her? She's now the queen, the princess, I guess you can say, of the UC system. Not so much. She's being muddled right now in scandal. Scandal. In fact, I think I might shift some things around here and talk about Jan. Jan Bebe, former governor of Arizona. The queen who brought everybody Common Core. Little known secret. It was back in the day when I was still a school administrator and principal, and I was waving my hand when she was a governor and introducing Common Core to the Governors Association sometime in the mid-2000s, 2004, 2005. And I was going, hello, this looks a lot like a Nazi/communist variety of education system. And I said, oh, no, it's good. And then I actually worked with some people that were really, really trained in this stuff. And I'm saying it really, truly is a system that has, it's no good. And we got Common Core. And it was Jan Napolitano, I'm sorry, a little too formal here for her. It was Janet Napolitano who we were kind of pointing the finger at going, this is no good. She brought it into everybody. She's the one who introduced it. She was the lackey who introduced it, and then Obama brought it to fruition. And like fools around the nation, state school boards and other people said, oh, we want money because we need money. They offer so much money, and got nothing. They just wanted you to give up your 10th Amendment right to the federal government, and that way you can have the federal government all the way from Washington, D.C., dictate curriculum to you. Talk about one world order. You know, if you want one world order, everybody needs to be on the same page in education. That the person who's being taught in the fourth grade, the kid who's being taught in the fourth grade in Sharon, Pennsylvania, is also going to be on the very same day, given the time changes and everything, on the same day, at the same time, in Ethiopia, is going to be taught the same thing. Of course, barring language difficulties. I want you to think about that. You talk about centralized, communist, national, Nazi control of education. Think about that. That's what they wanted. I would use these examples all the time, talking about the Common Core fiasco out there. And, you know, as long as teachers acquiesce their control of the classroom to an administrator or to a school board, then you have problems. Now, I'm just empowering you teachers out there. You are the barrier to stop this nonsense. You are the barriers to stop being dictated to by your superintendent and by your school board. Because that's not the way it's supposed to work, guys. No one's to tell you how to teach. Just a little empowerment for our teacher friends out there. I never told my teachers how to teach. I expected high professional behavior from them and that they would deliver, and they did. With few exceptions. With few exceptions. And then you had to do stuff to help them. But I always gave support to my teachers to deliver the goods, and they did. You see, I just put it on them. It's their responsibility. You're the teacher. You got the credentials. You've got the skills. Go. If you need help with the skills, I'll help you deliver. But I'm not the teacher. You are. I empowered my teachers. Common Core disemboweled you. Not power. They just disemboweled you. By the way, they not only did they take your brain out of your head with Common Core, they smashed it on the ground, ground it up, put it in a slicer, dicer, a mixer, and poured it back in. That's what they did. They made not only minds of mush, they made mindless minds of mush. Taking the thing from the paper chase, remember that? You come in here with minds of mush. But that's what Common Core did, and it was Jan Napolitano. Now, I get to this point because it talks about you radical terrorists out there, you conservatives, you are the problem. As Janet Napolitano, who was, remember, Department of Homeland Security under President Barack Hussein Obama. Remember that? And it was Janet Napolitano who said, all of you conservative Tea Party types, anybody with a Gadsden flag, anybody with an American flag waving it around, you're domestic terrorists, veterans coming home, domestic terrorists. We must drug the snot out of them. Give them psychotropics. Because everybody's got PTSD. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give them drugs like they've never had drugs before. And we're going to take away their guns. Nothing like disarming the veterans, right? Because of drugs? That was Janet Napolitano's doing. And look at the problem we have today. And now, guess what? With a conservative president, they're saying again, we're terrorists. And ISIS is not. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're here burning down their house. The agendist house, the globalist house. the totalitarian house. It's a house of cards, by the way. We can just pull the cards out and watch it collapse, or we can burn it down. I like, well, pulling the cards out and then burning it later. Little card burning. Pull out the another card from the house of cards. Now, I'm going to be covering this whole thing with Jan Napolitano because it's a scandal. I tell you, it's a scandal at the UC system, which there's many scandals at the UC system. The University of California, by the way, it's pretty much a Jesuit-run organization. I don't know if you know that or not. Gee, I wonder why I just blurt that out. State system, right. And there's just a rich history of there, of the Pope's involvement in the UC system. You're saying, man, there's Popes everywhere. Well, I'd say so. I'd say so. The Pope. Now, nothing about the Catholic religion. I'm just saying the Pope, the influence there is just enormous. Historical reasons, actually. But I'm kind of shifting gears here a little because I want to get into the other deep stater himself. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And this came from a couple of days ago. I was going to get it on the air. It was the time in which he was in Berlin and Donald Trump was in Brussels. Remember that little ditty? Well, it's timely right now as we get into this discussion about Janet Napolitano and the totalitarian reach of all of us Tea Parties out there that were labeled as domestic terrorists under Obama. Remember that? We're domestic terrorists. And they put it in all the different FBI manuals, all the military manuals. Domestic terrorists. Now, ISIS is not, of course. Nor was Obama, who, by the way, had 142. There's 142. I guess 114. I'm sorry. But, you know, after one mass murder and it leads to another, get my drift, this president, President Barack Hussein Obama, under his administration, 114 mass murders in 8 years. Ronald Reagan had 7. Even Bill Clinton had 23. George Bush the younger had 15 in 8 years. And George Bush the senior had 15 in 4 years. Mass murders is 3 or more killed per incident is a mass murder. President Barack Hussein Obama, 114. Now, I'm just wanting to tell you, who's the terrorist? All, you know, I'm sure he didn't organize all of them, but there's one that I do know that Valerie Jarrett helped organize, and that was the murder of Lavoy Finicum.
Editor and Fox News contributor Charlie Hurt, and Olympic Media managing editor and editor of the Daily Caller, Katie Freitas. Good to have both you guys here.
Trish. Hey.
Let me start with what's going on overseas and get your sense, Katie. I'll begin with you of how the president is faring there. I mean, he's right now faced with not only all the challenges he's got back home with the media here, but he's got the former president of the United States over there. Basically, you saw the clip throwing some shade at him, talking about how the wall's not the way to go. This, Katie, just seems to me to be pretty tasteless, pretty outrageous. I don't know how President Obama thought it was a good idea to go and try and upstage the president on his first international trip. Your thoughts?
Well, for a man who allegedly says that he is so grounded and so humble, the former president certainly likes to remind everyone of how humble and how grounded he is. And that's the same thing that's happened today. And honestly, being a president, other presidents are the only people in the entire world who can truly relate to you. And I think that Obama is breaking down those bonds between former and current presidents by taking the time to go sit with Angela Merkel and basically attack what Trump's doing, attack a sitting president. It's not good for America, and it certainly doesn't look good to the rest of the world.
Charlie, you know, who do you think is telling him? Is this himself saying, I'm going to do this because I feel this strongly about President Trump? Is this the Democratic Party, you think, saying, listen, you need to get out there and push this a little bit? Maybe President Trump is just doing a little too well.
Yeah, no, I think that this is really President Obama. It's always been all about him. His presidency was all about him. You know, we look back over the past 8 years, and Democrats lost over 1,000 seats nationwide because of his policies. He was the only one that managed to get reelected. He was the only one to have any success over the past 8 years because I think he was a sort of a singular character, a singular personality that people mm-hmm. really liked. But my goodness, I mean, his regard for himself is just staggering. It used to be that foreign policy ended at our shores, and not only does apparently that doesn't count anymore, but he's going to go over there and try to step on President Trump's trip. But not only that, he's also offering a completely a diametrically opposed vision and a vision that was completely thwarted in the last election.
You know, it really is tasteless. It's a lack
That's
of class
word,
to go over there and do that right now at this particular time. But perhaps that's just him. Let me turn to the Montana election. You know, this Greg Gianforte, he's now being charged with assault. You heard.
Well, I'm not going to get into the Montana election. We've already covered that. Classless and tasteless. I agree. Absolutely. And I'm bringing this up, and it's going to be the lead into the extremist. Because what the president, former president, the first Muslim ever elected president, what he's doing, of course, is trying to destroy the presidency of Donald J. Trump. It's not going to work. See, we Americans look at what he's doing exactly like these commentators were looking at him. Shamefully. Distastefully. And he doesn't get it. Of course, he's a totalitarian freak. And as a result, you know, he's just going to keep on doing what he's doing. And, of course, it's going to continue to distance him from reality of the American people. Of course, he's pretty well distanced from reality anyway. I mean, you know, he's got the obvious sociopathic, narcissistic syndrome about himself. So he's pretty well distanced from reality. The problem is we must confront this and rein it in. So I'm putting it out there is what I'm doing. Now, that brings us up to something that is so far out and extreme again from Newsweek. Article in Newsweek just came out, talks about extremists, right-wing conservative extremists. Now, I'm a right-wing conservative extremist, I guess. If you have any connection to a Tea Party, of course. See, this gets back into 8 years ago, Janet Napolitano talk. Now, I find it interesting, they're bringing this up when Janet Napolitano is in trouble with the UC system. I just, you know, I could not connect the dots on that one. It's so obvious to me. Big Sis, as she's sometimes referred to as, Big Sis is in trouble. She's in trouble because, you know, too many parties on the company dime, if you know what I mean. I mean, you know, and I've heard about these parties at Janet Napolitano and Big Sis, I guess you can say, have thrown for other Big Sisses at the UC system. I know people in the UC system. I know professors. Really? Yeah, we educators, we kind of cavort with one another. We know each other. We talk with each other. And by the way, there's a lot more conservative professors standing up and stepping out in the UC system now more than ever. And they're coming forward with all kinds of interesting stories about Big Sis in her activities, her proclivities, which, by the way, we're now finding out that, well, the UC system has been paying for that. So for all of you students in the UC system, your tuition, which is exorbitant at a public school, is being used for proclivities. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Big Sis in trouble. Big Sis. This article came up in the... of all places, the San Francisco Chronicle. University of California to end lavish spending on dinners. This is the tip of the iceberg, guys, for Big Sis. I speak affectionately for Big Sis because she's such an affectionate woman. Anyway, I know she's got some gender confusion issues, but Big Sis likes to party. Listen, I am really being reined in here. I have heard the story. This is Rumor Control 101. Oh, no. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I know. I'm just not going to tell you what I know. Now, I know some of you are out there begging me to come forth. The problem is, if I was to come forth with some of the information that I know about Big Sis and her parties, you would absolutely be floored. Now, I can't tell you about them because I know of them. And I've been sworn to secrecy. And all I can do is just kind of chuckle. And other people, listen, in due time, I'm going to let other people come out with this because it's coming out. Just kind of look for it. This is the tip of the iceberg for the UC system. I mean, you see, the UC Regents and all those affiliated with the UC system, they're human beings too. They have needs and wants and foibles and proclivities. And, you know, again, they're not monoliths. They really aren't, these people. They're just human beings. Now, and like I said, I know some of these humans. They're good friends, actually. We talk all the time. And you would not believe some of the stories we hear about. So, but, you know, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get it. I'm just going to let you be creative. And then when things start to happen, you can say, oh, I remember Paul mentioning something about that. But I'm not going to tell you what I know. And I hope that the San Francisco Chronicle starts scratching a little deeper than the surface they've gotten here. Now, this is pretty outrageous, what we see on the surface here and what we're going to be talking about. But, boy, I got to tell you, big sis, you could be in big trouble if the real party girl starts to show up, right? Or we get the reports about the real party girls. I'm not trying to besmirch the character of the UC system, but I am attempting to besmirch the character of the UC system at this point. I know. Hard one to figure out from the 21 radio. But listen, I'm dealing with the UC system, so a lot of things are going to be pretty hard to figure out, I guess. Anyway, so this is the article that we got from the San Francisco Chronicle. This was on Sunday. I had a really good chuckle out of this, actually. The university, it says, a UC reverses policy, won't pick up tab for Regents parties. It says, you know, the University of California will no longer pay for its governing board members to throw themselves dinners and parties after a Chronicle report showed that the Regents regularly billed the university for their festivities. Now we'll see, we're getting into it. This is, you know, obvious. There's something going on in the world in San Francisco. I don't know what, is it Donald J. Trump? You know, he's a billionaire, and there's a lot of billionaires who live in San Francisco. Are we seeing San Francisco go to the right here? I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I don't know. I know people in San Francisco. I don't know. I mean, that's a really good question. I just brought this up. But anyway, it says they're no longer going to pay for their festivities. Although the events were charged to a private endowment and thus not covered by public money or tuition, the practice will stop to, quote, avoid any question over use of university or university-associated funds. Board of Regents Chair Monica Lozano and UC President Janet Napolitano said in a statement Sunday. See, there's nothing like getting on top of the crisis, Jan. Longtime regent Richard Blum. Richard Blum. Really? Richard Blum. And former chair of the board said the policy change was his idea. After reading the Chronicle story Sunday, Blum said he called Napolitano and suggested it. Richard Blum. Richard Blum. Richard Blum. Do you know who Richard Blum is? I love it with this hat. We are so deep in the circles of San Francisco with Richard Blum. Jay Jan, I'm reading this article in San Francisco Chronicle. Girlfriend, you know those parties, honey? Your proclivities, honey? I'm just speaking because I'm Richard Blum. Now, who is Richard Blum? And by the way, you terrorists out there, I know you want me to talk about this story that's in Newsweek. I'm getting here. Listen, it's a slow motion thing going on here. But I know that you want me to talk about it, and I will. Richard Blum is the husband to... He's a big-time real estate guy. One of the biggest in the nation, from what I understand. And he uses the Bank of China. Yeah, the Bank of China is his bank. He is their bee, if you know what I mean. He's their boy. He's the Bank of China's boy. Now, he runs around buying up real estate, distressed properties, I might add. He even gets into post offices. He runs around buying up California real estate in particular, drought-stricken areas of California like prime farmlands that have fallowed because of the drought and they don't have enough water to farm. He buys them up for China. Gets into that whole drought thing. Oh, by the way, we're not in a drought now. Of course not. We're in a flood. Which I almost lost my life in a flood on February 12th. It wouldn't have been a flood. It would have been a tidal wave. I just want to throw that one out there. No bitterness on my part, no. But I will help to correct it. Sign the petition, by the way. Little ad. But Richard Blum is the husband of Dianne Feinstein. Ding, 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 ding. Get it? We are deep into San Francisco-ism here. After he suggested, though, listen, what this is what Blum said. Hey, Jan, honey, get out in front now. Get out in front of this story, because this could bring it all down. It could bring down so many of the parties that maybe they don't want us to find out about that might be parties that are talked about in where? Parties that were perhaps talked about in Anthony Weiner's computer. Oh, we don't want the UC system paying for those kind of parties. Let's just swing to the conservative side. We'll swing way hard right. We'll tack right. We'll get out of these rough seas. Boy, I bet I just made some news, didn't I? Connect the dots. I'm dragging you kicking and screaming to this dot. The Anthony Weiner dot. Just have this visual of a big dot on the ground. Anthony Weiner in his underwear with his computer sitting right there looking at you, right? Did he reach out and touch someone here? Janet Napolitano and her parties. Gee, I wonder who was invited to those parties. Stay with us. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. You exceptional Americans, you. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back back roads and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and sign the petition. We all want to stay alive in Northern California. All 2.5 million of us don't want to die because the dam breaks. I just want to throw that out to you. Since I was one that probably would have died on February 12th, that would have been my death day, February 12th, 2017, had Sheriff Honey of Butte County not intervened and saved my life. I'm about one out of 200,000 people that probably survived that night. And I want to thank him. Thank him very much. And I know there's a lot of other people who want to thank him, so sign the petition. Okay, so right-wing extremists are a bigger threat to America than Janet Napolitano. Oh, I'm sorry, ISIS. Writes in Newsweek, Kurt Eckenwald. That's what he wrote on February 4th, 2016. Now remember, President Barack Hussein Obama was still president. And this has been spinning around out there. It's the case that right-wing extremists are a bigger problem than ISIS. Now remember, it goes back to the comment that I was talking about before, 114 mass murders under this last president, President Barack Hussein Obama. And yet we've had some mass murders. We had one up here in Oregon just recently, not too far from here. Domestic, by the way, and clearly domestic. No false flag operations going on. It's a very domestic thing happening there. And, yeah, I'll call false flags out. Let everybody knows that. I'm good about that. But I want to put these in perspective. These stories have been planted, and they're still zinging around the internet out there. And they're surfacing again. I got this a couple of days ago, and I said, sure, right. Now they want us to believe this, coming at you again. This is part of the fake news process. This is not new news. This is a story that was written last year, over a year ago. It's a story that was a plant by Newsweek and Kurt Eckenwald of Newsweek. It's a bogus story. Of course, there's no connection with ISIS and President Barack Hussein Obama, or nothing alluded to in this story, because it's fake news. They want to keep it fake, and they want to keep it out there. And they reissue it. It surfaces again because they want to plant the seed that right-wing extremists, such as what we had up in the Malheur, by the way, nobody died there except for Lavoie Finicum. He was murdered. And in this article, they make comment about it. The article says, inside a storefront Chinese restaurant in upstate New York, neon light from a multicolored window sign glowed on the face of an extremist plotting mass murder. He had been seeking backing for his attack in this small establishment in Scotia, was meeting with a man who agreed to take part in his scheme to build a radiation device, a weapon of mass destruction that would slowly and painfully kill anyone who walked near it. Everything with respiration could be dead by morning, the man who devised the attack told his confederate in tortured English. How much sweeter could that be than a big stack of smelly bodies? but there would be no attack. The purported accomplice of Ming's Flavor Restaurant in June 2012 was an FBI agent, and discussion had been recorded. In the months that followed, another man joined the plot, finally in June, with the conspirators hard at work on their ghastly weapon. An FBI agent swooped in, storming a warehouse in Shaktikook, I guess, and arresting the men. Clearly, they were not typical Islamic terrorists described by in the boogeyman stories of American politicians who exploit fear for votes. They were right-wing extremists. Really. And then they go on to allude to right-wing extremists such as Lavoie Finicum. The problem is getting worse. Although few outside the law enforcement know it, multiple confidential sources notified the FBI last year that militia members have been under James Comey, FBI. Surveillance on Muslim schools, community centers, and mosques in 9 states. It's all about Islam. It's not a terrorist organization. It's preposterous. And they use the murder of Lavoie Finicum as a distraction in here. This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. This is the kind of crap that resurfaces from time to time. And I'm bringing this out as fake news. And gee, I wonder why they want to do that. Because perhaps something's happening in the trials of the Bundys going on right now. In where? In Nevada. And by the way, the charges for the Malheur, which they allude to, were all dropped. And they were found innocent, most of them, in the trial in Oregon. Hello. I wonder why. Was it because the evidence was tainted? Because there was no there that they were charging those people with? The judges were totally out of line. Obama appointees, all of them. The system was gamed against the Bundys, just like it's gamed right now in Pahrump, Nevada. Right-wing terrorist. Janet, I don't know what to say. Why would this surface now when you're in so much trouble? And what does Anthony Weiner have to do with it? You see, you guys taught us well about your distractions, your lies. We people on the right, we get it now. We understand your narcissistic behaviors and your predilections. We get that. You need a good distraction, don't you? Girlfriend. We'll be back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
One.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Just to close things out, you know, we were talking about Richard Blum, Janet Napolitano, fake news coming out now, an article that was written in 2016 to serve as a distraction against the right-wing conspiracy nutcases out there like myself, trying to cover some get some cover for Janet Napolitano, who, by the way, led the charge about the right-wing nutcases like myself, right? When she first became head of Department of Homeland Security. Now, it's kind of interesting. Her friend, Richard Blum, helps her out. And, you know, I was talking about Richard Blum, Dianne Feinstein's husband. This is what he told her. I said, Janet, it's not worth the aggravation. Let's have the regents pay for their own dinners. What a concept. You know, I always paid for my own dinner. No matter. Said Blum told the Chronicle. I just called Janet and said, look, for the amount of what it costs to have a dinner, let's have everyone pay for their own dinner. And if they can't pay, I'm happy to pick it up. I bet you are, Richard. I bet you are. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to sign the petition. Also, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this point in the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.